Morning and welcome to Bethany's Contemporary Service. I will say it is cold outside, but you've come to the right place to get warmed up, amen? Because we've just come to praise the Lord today, to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth, and we are blessed because you have come to worship with us. And so we say welcome, not only for myself, I am Brenda Lewis, the associate pastor here, but also on behalf of the entire pastoral staff and those beyond those capacities. To our friends who have joined us virtually, we say welcome. You have one thing above us, and that is I don't have my cup of hot chocolate, so take a sip for me this morning. Amen. We've come to continue our sermon series, Resilience, and hear what God has to say to us one more time as we continue to build our resilience. I'd like to share a couple of announcements with you. First, we want to say kudos and thank you to everyone who has been supporting the cold weather shelter this week. We have had individuals to prepare meals. We've had individuals to take care of laundry. We have had individuals to just be the presence of God. To those individuals who are being housed in a local hotel so that they don't have to deal with the elements outside. And so we say thank you for that. Also, we want to say thank you to all of you who donated thus far towards our Fellowship Hall flooring project. The last count that I have was $17,000+. We have a goal, that's right. We have a goal of $25,000, so we are well on our way. So if you haven't donated and God places it on your heart, we ask that you please do so and just note that it is for the flooring project. Last but not least, we thank you for your continuous presence, giving of your spiritual gifts as well as your financial gifts to Bethany. We could not be the hands and feet of Jesus if it were not for you. And so we say thank you. Also, because of COVID, we're no longer passing offering plates, but we do have containers at the rear of the sanctuary if you would like to leave your tithes and offerings or a donation. For those who are with us virtually, you may do so by going to our website or by going and texting Bethany and those numbers that will come up for you. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, how you have brought your sons and daughters from near and far to worship you today, to thank you today, to honor you today. And for that, we give you glory. Now, God, have your way in this service, and we'll forever give you all honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said amen and amen. Please rise as you are able as we begin our worship with our opening praise song.
We serve a great God. We serve an awesome and amazing God. Our God is greater. Our God is greater than anything.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Awesome in healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside. Open up my eyes in wonder. to those around me. Jesus, the name. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
And don't go anywhere, don't go anywhere, don't go anywhere, don't go anywhere. You may be seated if you can. Can you just give me a little bit more of that, please?
A little bit of what?
A little bit more of what you were just saying.
A little bit more? Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Let's go
it's
back
not
to
too
the
often
bridge.
I do that.
I will build my life.
Yes.
All right. Ready. And
I will build. And I will.
in here who's willing to trust the Lord today? I just need to know if there is anyone who is willing to trust the Lord today. As I sat in my office and I looked at all of these gazillion pieces of paper, I heard them singing this song. And you know how God and I are with songs. And I was just like, that's all it is. At the end of the day, it's about whether or not we are willing to trust God with our lives. Whether we're willing to trust God to direct us in what it is that we need to do in our lives. And as I thought about our sermon series, Resilience, it is basically looking at the Word of God and examining and hearing and ingesting what God has to say to us in order for us to be resilient in this thing called life. It requires us sometimes to do things that we are not used to. It requires us to relearn some things and unlearn other things. It requires us to be open, but to also to understand and acknowledge that we serve a good, good God who has been great to each and every one of us. As I thought about today's topics, I could not help but wonder whether or not any of you have found yourself needing to bring peace to an otherwise chaotic or contentious situation. Anyone? You went to work minding your business, going for a cup of coffee, and the next thing you know, there is words flying back and forth between co-workers, and maybe you went to a social gathering and there are friends there that are doing anything but fellowshipping, if you will, and you end up being the one to say, why me, Lord? Why am I here seeing this? Why do I need to be the peacemaker? Or maybe you received a phone call from someone who says, I need you to come right away because things are not going too well right now, and I just need you to come and be the voice of reason for these other folks. Anybody got such a phone call? Unfortunately, many of these chaotic and contentious times can lead to destruction or the weakening of relationships. Relationships in families, relationships between businesses, and yes, relationships within the body of Christ. Very often when I find myself being asked to serve in that type of capacity, I just need to go back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mountain, the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter, and go down to the 9th verse where it says, blessed are the peacemakers because they are children of God. Sometimes we need that reminder that there is a role for peacemakers in this world, and yet, if we look at the things that are taking place around us, one would even wonder whether or not there's really any peace left, just like there are some wondering whether there's any hope left. What do we do when things seem to be so chaotic day in and day out, why do we even need to be concerned about peace when looking at our resilience? And so I have two main passages of scripture that I would like to share with you, but then I believe that God has something over and above these for us to think about today. And so our first passage of scripture comes once again from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we will look at verses 14 through 17 as given to us through the Message. Work at getting along with each other and with God. Otherwise, you'll never get as much as a glimpse of God. Make sure that no one gets left out of God's generosity. Keep a sharp eye out for weeds of bitter discontent. A thistle or two gone to seed can ruin a whole garden in no time. Watch out for the Esau syndrome. Trading away God's lifelong gift in order to satisfy a short-term appetite. You well know how Esau later regretted that impulsive act and wanted God's blessing. But by then, it was too late. Tears or no tears. The other passage of scripture that I would like to share with you comes from the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 12 and ending with verse 18, and I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will stand and still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Now, I want you to know, because some of you are probably saying, what in the world is in that bag? And I just want you to know that it's actually my armor. For I have my shoes in here that I could walk in peace. I've got my belt of truth in here. I've got my shield, my breastplate. I have my helmet. And then I said, okay, I got it. And I remember the last time I came and did a message with my armor on. It was under my robe. And I started taking off my robe, and just so happens, my mother was sitting in the congregation in the back, and she was just like, I don't know what she's doing But at the time, it was a message for young people that they had asked me to do. And she says, but I guess it's okay because they're all watching her. It's good, but then there are times when we don't need to have things to see. We need things to put within us. We need to understand that the words that are given to us in Hebrews and in Ephesians are reminders to us of what can happen on this journey called life. That there will be times when we will be challenged and challenged to the point that sometimes we forget the importance of our relationship with each other and our relationship with God. There are times when we allow little things to enter in and cause division among us. As the author wrote, a mere thistle, if blown in the right direction, can be gone, can take root, if you will, and end up coming up and disrupting what is taking place in the beautiful garden that we were planning for. The same is true in our lives. If we forget the things that we have available to us, some things can take root, start to make the beauty that has begun to take root within us in the name of Jesus to be disrupted, to be weakened. And yet, as I looked at not only what the author of Hebrews was trying to remind the people of, is don't get fixated on something that is only going to satisfy an appetite for a very short time. Don't give up what God has given you for a lifetime for something that will satisfy for a very short time. But allow yourself to be rooted in the foundation of God's word, of God's examples through Jesus Christ, of God's grace and love. Peace. So often when one mentions the word peace, automatically the thought of war will enter into our minds. And some of it is from remembering Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. And then there are times when we need to understand that peace is not just something associated with war, but peace is also part of who we should be in the body of Christ. For we look to the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd to the 23rd verse, we hear these words, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And there is no law of mankind that can stand against them. Just as peace is part of the armor of God, peace is also one of the fruit of the Spirit that is given to us, that as we go through this journey of resilience and we look at the components of our purpose and direction and being better, there is a peace that surpasses all understanding. It is God's peace. Peace that can provide us the tools that we need to withstand those things that have the propensity to separate us from the love of God. Donald McKim says that peace in Hebrew means shalom. You hear the word shalom very often, either in a greeting or in a farewell to wish another individual well. To wish them the fullness that is available to them from God and from the children of God. Shalom. How many of you in your parting or your greeting wish someone well to the point that they would receive and feel like they can be a receiver of the fullness of all that God has in store for them? Peace. How hard are we working at maintaining peace within our homes? I would dare say there are some folks who probably talk to friends more than they do the folks who live within the walls of their homes. I would dare say that there are some who will go out of their way for a friend and find it difficult to fulfill the request of one thing from someone in their homes. Where's the love? Where's the patience? Where's the kindness? Sometimes we're called to look inward. Sometimes God challenges us to look at self. Sometimes we need to realize that peace is like a bridge. And on one side of the bridge is truth, and on the other side of the bridge is righteousness. And that in order to really have a bridge of peace, you need to have both. So I thought about this component of a resilient journey. It set off a light bulb, Brother Craig. It helped me to realize that our Christian journey is possible because of the resilience that we have available to us to move from a babe in Christ and to continue on, as Wesley would say, to perfection, Christian perfection. To continue the journey of salvation. For it requires us to not only think about ourselves, but it requires us to think about others. Those whom God has blessed us with, those whom God has allowed to be within our very path. Resilience. Am I able to withstand the difficulties and the tragedies that will happen in my life without God? Am I able to withstand the things that will happen without the armor of God? There's a song that I'm sure many of you have heard where it says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. There are times, my friends, when I can tell you that I have been called upon to come and to offer a word to families as they say their last goodbyes to their dearly departed friend or loved one. Friend, words that will provide them something. Until they can get back to the point in their lives where they will feel like they did before. Words that are given to us, my friends, come from none other than the Word of God, the Word of Jesus, but more so understanding the move and the power of the Holy Spirit and the words that are given to us from the Holy Spirit. And I realize that more than anything, people are searching for words of hope and words of peace. And while I may not have the answer, I know someone who has left us an answer, which is Jesus in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, the 27th verse, where he says, peace I give you. Not the peace of this world. And if we are willing to hold on to the peace that Jesus is giving us at that time, then we will be able to make it to a point where our resilience was prior to that tragedy, that loss, that pain, that emptiness. And if we are able to come alongside them and not only to be there physically, but to also continue to hold them in prayer, that God will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to surround them and to keep them, then we are doing what we are called to do as the people in the body of Christ, to hold one another in prayer, to make our requests known unto the Lord, to not only put on the armor of God, but also to remember that we are called and challenged to keep our minds on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, whatever is excellent. It is worthy of God's praise. There are times when we find ourselves in the position of being anxious, when there is chaos and contention taking place. But I believe, family, that God gives us peace to be a part of our resilience building, to remind us that not everything is going to be perfect, to remind us that there are going to be others along our journey who will challenge our own relationship with God. And then there are going to be times when we're going to need to take a look in the mirror to see if what we are seeing is in fact an instrument of God's peace. If in fact we're not the one who needs an AKA voice of reason, but that we're able to be that voice of reason. And I just believe in my heart, my mind, and my spirit that if we are willing to put our trust in God, if we are willing to stand on the firm foundation that is offered to us, not only in the book of Hebrews, but also in the book of Ephesians, but not only in the book of Ephesians, but also in the book of Galatians and Philippians, we will be strong vessels of God. That we will be able to withstand the challenges before us. And we will be like one Jill Jackson, who thought that her life was not important and found herself in a dark place to the point of attempting to commit suicide. However, she didn't succeed, but she realized through that experience that for the very first time, she had the unconditional love of God. And the fact that God did love her, that God did accept her, but God also allowed her to share her story some years later through the words of a song that she and her husband wrote and then shared during a youth gathering of 180 young people. And I think it's a word or a message that we can also put in our toolkit for our resilience journey. And the words are basically this: let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth. The peace that was meant to be. To take each moment and live each moment in peace and harmony. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. My question to you, church, is, are you willing to let peace begin with you? Amen and amen. As the praise band comes forward to give us our closing selection, it will be a little abbreviated. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be in your presence once more, God, and to hear the words that you have left us, God, through scripture. To understand, God, that part of our resilience training calls us to look inward at self. To realize, God, that we have the opportunity to be your peace and to let peace begin with us. And so we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your holy name, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please rise as you are able.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. And I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Sing that again, amazing love. Amazing love. My King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
You are my King.
You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love. You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Thank you so much. In all we do, we honor you, Lord, because you have been so good and so loving and so kind. And now as we prepare to leave this place, but never from God's presence, please, please, please join us one more time as Pastor Andrew will finish out our series on resilience on next Sunday. And now for our dismissal. Now to the one who is able to present us before the throne of grace, who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to plead our case, who died for us, that we would have a chance to eternal life. It is Jesus, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace.